Welcome to Revel Curate, actionable takeaways from industry podcasts in minutes.
I'm Jesse from Fasnua.
And I'm Chris from Fasnua.
As a member of Fasnua Revel, you get Revel Curate. The idea is simple. We listen to top business and industry podcast episodes and distill them into actionable takeaways for you. That way, you can learn all the information in a fraction of the time, then use it to lead better and grow smarter.
This week, we're breaking down a tax foundation episode that every home product manufacturing leader should hear, even if taxes aren't your favorite topic. Because this one directly impacts marketing budgets, pricing flexibility, and growth planning.
The episode is a 2025 tax policy review covering the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or OBBBA, tariffs, property taxes, and what business leaders should expect heading into 2026. And here's the key point up front. Tax policy is no longer a background issue. It's shaping how much fuel your growth engine actually gets. Here's takeaway one. Taxes quietly cap your marketing upside.
One of the biggest themes in the episode is how tax treatment affects reinvestment capacity. When deductions tighten or incentives expire, discretionary spend gets squeezed first.
And for most manufacturers, marketing lives in that discretionary category, even though it shouldn't. The insight here is not spend less, it's stop treating marketing like optional spend and start treating it like capital allocation. Action for leaders. If your marketing budget doesn't have a clear ROI story tied to revenue, tax pressure will expose that weakness fast.
Takeaway two. Tariffs distort demand, not just costs.
The episode also digs into tariffs and how they continue to ripple through pricing, sourcing, and long-term planning.
What matters for marketing leaders is this. Tariffs don't just raise costs. They change buyer behavior. Lead quality shifts, sales cycles stretch, price sensitivity increases.
If marketing doesn't adjust messaging, positioning, and expectations, sales teams get stuck explaining price changes they didn't create.
Marketing, finance, and operations need a shared narrative for why pricing and availability look the way they do before the market fills in the blanks for you.
Takeaway three, property taxes affect growth decisions more than you think.
Another overlooked area, property taxes. Especially relevant for manufacturers with plants, warehouses, or expansion plans.
Higher property tax burdens don't just affect facilities decisions. They affect where you can afford to grow and how aggressive your market expansion can be.
When fixed costs rise, growth has to come from better conversion and retention, not just more leads. Action for leaders. If property or facility costs are climbing, marketing strategy must shift toward efficiency. Higher quality demand, tighter funnels, stronger follow-up. Takeaway four. 2026 planning needs tax reality baked in.
The episode makes it clear. Uncertainty isn't going away in 2026. Policy changes, expirations, and political shifts mean leaders should plan with flexibility.
For marketing, that means fewer rigid annual plans and more constraint-based focus. Know where growth is leaking. Fix that first, then scale.
This is where strong leadership shows up. Aligning tax realities, operational capacity, and marketing execution instead of letting them operate in silos.
So there are four big takeaways from the full episode. Take a few minutes to think through how these will impact your plans and who you need to contact to take full advantage of the opportunities they create.
That's it for this Revel Curate. Clear, actionable insights in just minutes. Want more info and context on this topic? Tap the show notes for a link to the full podcast episode.
And if you're ready to double your leads and build smarter, get Fasnua's growth marketing system. Rise, Run, and Revel work together to grow your sales and your leadership.
Show notes have everything you need to get started.